It's a philosophy that can be adapted to many disciplines and situations.
Bruce Lee isn't just a fighter, he's a thinker, and the rules that he created in his book and the guidelines, they're transferable to anything in life, and especially anything that involves using your body.
In a fight is one blow, one kick, until you can put combinations together without even thinking. Until you learn how to keep moving and to endure, you've got to listen.
Bruce Lee's philosophy is absolutely as fresh as when it was newly minted in the 1970s. Adapt what is useful, reject what is useless, and create what is specifically your own, which you can apply to anything. I might do that as a filmmaker, you might do that as a documentary filmmaker, somebody else might do that as a musician, as a sculptor, as a dancer, whatever. Everybody can adapt that philosophy to their area of expertise.
Bruce Lee's introduction to philosophy started early, at 13, when he began studying Kung Fu under the guidance of the legendary master, Yip Man. He taught Bruce Lee that the martial arts involve much more than just the physical. When he came to the United States at the age of 18, Bruce Lee majored in philosophy, studying all types, Eastern, Western, ancient, and modern, so that he could blend the physical and the philosophical in his martial art of Jeet Kune Do. He summed up his philosophy of being flexible, fluid, and not sticking to one particular style in a television interview in 1971.